He toots, coughs, as he usually does, after pressing the record button. Well, hello, Audio Boom listeners. Tis I, all one word. It's 5 to 7 at night. Monday the 3rd of November 2014. Not for much longer though. I'm driving in the car to, oh my life, it says that we're an hour and a half away. Oh, for goodness sake, that's not good. I have made an eBay purchase, and it was a collect-only purchase, and it is a box to go on the back of our motorhome, kind of extra storage. Well, it's not kind of, it is an extra storage compartment. And you know, sometimes on eBay I'll bid on something, and you know, knowing that oh, I'll get outbid, and oh, not on this occasion. And I actually can't believe that it's happened. I've bought a storage box for less than a third of the price that it retails at. Now, granted, it is secondhand, but the pictures did look to me as though it was very, very new, very, very unused. Indeed. So, I'm on my way. Yesterday it said it was an hour and 4 minutes up the road. This sat-nav says it's an hour and 30. So, I'll be half an hour later than expected. Today's been a funny old day. I didn't want to go back to work after my 2 weeks off. We've done a lot, actually, on the 2 weeks off. Yesterday, we had to write up, I say we being Jessica and I and Sarah, had to write up what Kevin the Kiwi has done in this past half-term holiday that the kids have been on. Kevin the Kiwi being, of course, the soft toy that the children get, usually on a Friday, so that they can write a little story about what they've done over the weekend. Well, because we've had Kevin for half term, we've done a lot. So, we have done a lot. I was saying the other day that I don't feel as though I've accomplished much. But we have. We've done a lot. I feel as though I could have done more, especially around the house helping Sarah. But, you know, coming back from working abroad, I had a week at work, but that was a really weird week. It was all over the place. And then having 2 weeks off, and it took me over a week to get used to the fact that I was on leave. I feel it, in a way, I feel as though it's wasted. But anyway, I went back to work today, and one of the first things that was discussed was the Christmas holidays. Now, we operate an on-call system, so that's always the worry. When are you going to get the on-call phone, you know? Who's going to be on-call over Christmas? And I've learnt... excuse me. I've learnt that we can have, if we really want, 3 weeks off from, is it Friday the 12th or something like that? Something like, you know, the whatever that Friday is. So that's crazy long time. That's just over 3 weeks. If you've got the holidays in the bank, so to speak. But I'm not going to do that. I'm going to take 2 weeks off with Sarah. Hang on a minute. Yeah, it must be the 12th because it's Friday the 19th, isn't it? So Sarah's going to take... Is it Friday the 19th? Whatever that Friday is. So Sarah's going to take the... What? Hang on a minute. Am I? I thought I was going to Oxford. I am going to Oxford. Well, this should be interesting. I'm going to follow the sat-nav because the sat-nav knows... Oh, road closed. 4th of November to the 6th of November. Well, today's the 3rd. So that's all right. I'm already regretting coming this way. Turned off the A303 here. Onto some little... onto some little back road. And the road is steaming. So much so that front fogs are going on. Yeah, so I'm going to take the same time off as Sarah.
Please turn next right.
Map.
Scale down.
Scale down.
Okay, you don't need to put your four ways on. Where are we now? Scale down.
Scale down.
I'm using... hands. This is the benefit when you can talk to your car. And again. Scale down.
Scale down.
Next, please. What's the next one?
Leave the roundabout at the next exit, then take the next right turn immediately.
So you lot can listen to this. Because it's dark. There are lots of people on the road for 7 o'clock. And I need to concentrate. Scale down.
Scale down.
Scale down. Scale down. What's she like?
Turn next right.
Oh my god, next right? This is a flipping rally course. So we're cutting a bit of the road off to meet up. Oh my god, I'm after somebody. Coming behind somebody. One bad thing, well, not necessarily bad, because I quite like working in kilometres, is that I can't figure out how to switch the sat-nav. We've got built-in sat-nav in this car, but I can't figure out how to switch the sat-nav back to miles and yards. Oh, it's just got very foggy, misty. Oh, how very spooky. Right, okay, so where was I? Driving and drinking a coffee. It's against the law. You'll get nicked, Richard. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to Christmas, and it's actually not that far away. So, one thing that my dad always used to say was, you can't actually look forward to Christmas properly until bonfire night's out the way. So, given that the official bonfire night is 2 nights away, well... the 5th of November is 2 days away, obviously. Having already told you that this is the 3rd of November, the bonfires will all be done after Saturday, and then we can look forward to Christmas. Speaking of Christmas, and it reminds me of one other thing. I've thrown up a couple of audio booths that I recorded whilst on my travels in Devon. What I haven't edited and uploaded yet is some audio that I recorded on my Zoom H2N. A couple of different kind of topics. So I don't know that I'm going to get the chance to do that tonight, actually, because at this rate I'm not looking to be back at home until about 10 o'clock. So today, yeah, it's been a funny old day at work. The bosses haven't been at work, and they're not going to be at work tomorrow either. And so I'm kind of in limbo, having come back. And I don't really know what I'm doing. Turn left at the roundabout. I'm driving the Galaxy, obviously. And where's the...
turn next left.
Oh my god. This is like hell's my sat nav doing? So yeah, I'm driving the Galaxy, and it's like driving a flipping cloud compared to the compared to driving the motorhome. Get up to 60 mile an hour in no time at all, whereas it takes all day to get to 60 mile an hour in the motorhome. I'm having to be very, very careful as well. I noticed that towards the end of work, having the window open next to my desk, I noticed it was getting really cold, and the light was different today. Where's the thing? There, right, that's it. The light was different tonight, so when I came out to drive home, all of the windows on the cars in the car park were thick with dew. And is it dew? I suppose it is. Yeah, of course it's dew. Grass was shimmering, ground, you know, cars themselves were shimmering with dew. So I thought, oh, it's going to be a cold one. And when I got home, we've switched our daughter's swimming to a Monday night, so they're not as tired from a Friday night, that is. And so Sarah was away when I got home, and so I took the dog for a run, and it was absolutely freezing. I was shocked at how cold it actually was. I got lost in the woods because I didn't have a torch with me. I had the light on my iPhone going, but that's about as much use as a chocolate fire guard when you're running, especially through the woods. And so it took a little bit longer. It was about 5 minutes longer tonight, including stopping to get some sticks out of my laces. Bear right. So this is, we are rallying along here. 100 metres to turn right. Will do. Thank you, madam. Misty again. So I feel as though, oh gosh, I feel as though I haven't really done any audio books, even though I have. It's been a strange old fortnight being on leave, you know. I've been kind of, in my mind, I've been kind of all over the place, no real focus as such. Now, don't get me wrong, I've really, really enjoyed myself. You know, we've been up to Lake District and Northumberland's quick jaunt into Scotland, albeit, you know, only for a couple of hours. Wales, we've had a really good time. And I'm proud that we've been able to I'm proud that we've been able to get the girls. Oh, it's a junction.
Please turn second left.
It didn't look that major on the map on the screen yet.
Follow the road 15 kilometres.
Something tells me I'm on the wrong road. Am I? No, I'm on the right road. So, you know, we've had the opportunity to visit some really beautiful places and take the children there. So, you know, in years to come, they'll look back, they'll be able to look back, and the evidence will be there that they've been to this, they've been to Devon, they've been to this particular place in Devon, they've been to the Lake District, they've been on to Dartmoor, they've, you know, they've done all these things. And it's something that I want them to continue in their young adult lives as well. Hopefully they'll have the motivation and drive. That's all I ask of them, to forge their own path in doing good, trying to achieve things, experience in life. And actually, one of the only things that I Do I dare say regret? Yes, because I haven't done it before. You know, now my life has, you know, taken that path, that very typical working class, doesn't leave the town kind of path. You know, very very kind of insular in that regard. Insofar that he says, concentrating on the blinding lights coming at me. That Loki here now. Oh, they're not wrong. This is a steep hill. You know that. You know my parents were. I mean, my dad went to some places, but you know, my parents weren't great adventurers. I mean, don't get me wrong, they were. My parents are brilliant. They brought me and my brother up really well. Excuse me. But you know, I didn't really have that. I don't know, it wasn't passed on to me that the world is not as big as you think it is, and it, you know, you want to go places, it's quite possible to go to all these places that you might want to visit, foreign countries or, you know, exotic places or interesting places. So I haven't had that kind of background, and because of that I feel as though a little bit of me is missing. You know, I've got friends, you know, a friend of mine, okay, he's on honeymoon at the minute, but he's in the Maldives. Now, he's been to a lot of places, a lot of foreign places. One of his things is he likes to travel to all these, you know, foreign places, interesting places. It's something that I'd like to do still. But I'll have to sell the children first, I think. Don't be silly. Hey, if you want cheap fuel, diesel's 135.9 here. I don't know where I am. I'm in the middle of Hampshire somewhere. 135.9 for diesel. So, conversely to that kind of statement is the fact that I have remarked before that some people, you know, go on holiday for a fortnight and lie in a beach on the Costa del Sol for a fortnight because that's what they want to do, they want to relax. You know, I'm not the type of person that could do that. You know, I could visit the... I mean, I lived in Cyprus. And you know, we had that on our doorstep, you know, for 2 years. But I'm still not the type of person who buys a holiday to go and lie on a beach. I can't do that. I'd rather spend, you know, the money and visit this country. And that is what we as a family intend to do. We've already started doing it. We've already started recording our exploits. And we've taken it a stage further by, you know, buying a motorhome so we can be a bit more free. we're not kind of tied down, you know, to stay in bed and breakfasts and hotels, which can be a lot. Well, no, they are a lot more costly than owning and running a motorhome. So, we're very chuffed of what we've done so far, and we want to continue. And Sarah and I have actually got a few ideas in the pipeline, things that definitely need planning. And I've mentioned that next year I want to do a European tour on our motorhome. But that might change, actually, as a result of a conversation that we had yesterday. There are a couple of things that we want to do in this country, and we can stick our flag in the ground and say we've done this particular thing. What does it matter that people go on foreign holidays? I'm not against it. Don't get me wrong. I'd love to go to a foreign country. There are still countries that desperately want to go to, the Americas, specifically the USA, Canada again. I desperately want to tour in my motorhome, France, Italy, Belgium. Well, not Belgium. I'm not really bothered about Belgium. Sorry if you're Belgian, but I'm not really bothered. I lived in Germany for 6 years. Drove through, but there's
plenty of beautiful places in Belgium, but I'm not really interested in it. Sorry. You know, and Eastern Europe as well, and Yugoslavia, or the former Yugoslavia. I want to go to the places that were on the news when I was growing up as a kid. You know, there's lots and lots of things that I still want to do. And at the same token, there are things much closer and dearer to me that I still want to do. I want to meet my friends that I've been speaking to on audio boo, stroke, broom, boom, broom, broom, for a couple of years. It was banded about last year and even the year before that of having some kind of meetup. I think it's a brilliant idea. Unfortunately, can we align the planets for everybody to have the time off and to travel to one particular place? I don't know. I'd love for that to happen. But one thing that is for sure is my mind over the past 2 weeks has been looking towards other projects in my life. I'm not really bothered about my job anymore. You know, I don't really find my job interesting anymore. You know, I'm kind of just living from pay packet to pay packet, in a manner of speaking. You know, I've done a lot of things in my job. I've fulfilled a lot of things within the role, but now I'm dare I say I'm getting bored of it. Am I bored? I think I'm, you know, not to blow my own trumpet, but I think I'm too conscientious to say that I'm bored doing the job, but I wouldn't mind a career change. Am I having or going to have a midlife crisis? I don't think so. I'm not speaking about that. I'm just open to a lot more things to do, and I must start documenting, because I don't do that. I must start documenting the things that I want to do. I like lists. I do like lists. Bernie Goldbach is a man who likes lists. I like lists. Do I write them? No. Why? Because I'm bloody lazy. However, my type of lists are the very, very plain and simple brass tacks, small cogs lists, by having a piece of paper and quite literally listing things. And having that list on display. You know, I'm having these eccentric thoughts now of a room filled with pages of A4 paper with lists upon lists. Maybe that's the way ahead. Maybe I should be doing that. I like to see things checked off, you know, and they're done and complete. I am pretty sure I could have got to this location a lot quicker than I have. I'm at Highclere now, as in Highclere Castle. Oh, so I'm now thinking of an appropriate name for this audio boo, and sometimes I do that when I'm talking, and I still call it audio boo. I just think it just trips off the tongue a lot better than audio boom. You kind of have to because of my dialect. God, I'm so frogging my throat tonight. Because of my dialect specifically, I have to over kind of pronounce and over accentuate the boom. Hey, it's nearly Christmas though. My favourite time of year. And you know, I don't know whether any of you with children who are listening will agree, but every year that passes, Christmas to me is more for the children. I'll be quite open and honest and say that there were times when I was only interested in receiving those presents, you know. and then a few years down the line of being married, I just wanted to give my wife and then my first child a lot more. I just wanted to get them more and more and more, because I feel as though, especially my wife back then, they, you know, she deserved it. Anyway, am I rambling? I don't know. Right, come on, faster. It's 40. Oh, I am doing 40. What the hell's going on here? High Clear Castle, up to the right. Right, I'm going to drive. I'm going to continue driving. I need it for my wife. So, it's been great waffling to you. And thanks for listening if you got this far. Cheerio.
All one word.
All one word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.